Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Gurudev. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 1, Chapter 5, Text 27. Tasmin sada labdha ruche mahamate Priya savasi akshalita matir mama Yayaham eta sad asad samayaya पश्ये मयि ब्रह्मणि कल्पितं परे तस्मिं सदा लब्धरुचे महामते प्रियसवसि अखिलात्मा मतेर्मम ययाहम् एतासद् असत्स्वमायाया पश्ये मयि ब्रह्मणि कल्पितं परे तस्मिन् सदा लब्धरुचि महामते प्रियासवसि अखिलात्मा मतिर्मम ययाहम् एतासद् असत्स्वमायया पश्ये मयि ब्रह्मणि कल्पितं परे Tasmin, it being so, tada, at that time, labdha, achieved, ruchir, taste, mahamate, O great sage, priya savasi, upon the Lord, akshalita, mati, uninterrupted attention, mama, mine, yaya, by which, aham, I, etat, all these, sad asat, gross and subtle, sa mayaya, one's own ignorance, pashye, see, mayi, in me, brahmani, the supreme, kalpitam, is accepted, pare, in the transcendence. Translation, O great sage, as soon as I got a taste of the personality of Godhead, my attention to hear of the Lord was unflinching. And as my taste developed, I could realize that it was only in my ignorance that I had accepted gross and subtle coverings. For both the Lord and I are transcendental. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Ignorance in material existence is compared to darkness. And in all Vedic literatures, the personality of Godhead is compared to the sun. Wherever there is light, there cannot be darkness. Hearing of the Lord's pastimes in itself, transcendental association with the Lord, because there is no difference between the Lord and His transcendental pastimes. To become associated with the supreme light is to dissipate all ignorance. By ignorance only, the conditioned soul wrongly thinks that both he and the Lord are products of material nature. But in fact, the personality of Godhead and the living beings are transcendental, and they have nothing to do with the material nature. When ignorance is removed, and it is perfectly realized that there is nothing existing without the personality of Godhead, then nearsightedness is removed. Since the gross and subtle bodies are emanations from the personality of Godhead, the knowledge of light permits one to engage both of them in the service of the Lord. The gross body should be engaged in acts of rendering service to the Lord, as in bringing water, cleaning the temple, or making obeisances, etc. The path of archana, or worshipping the Lord in the temple, involves engaging one's gross body in the service of the Lord. Similarly, the subtle mind should be engaged in hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, thinking about them, chanting His name, etc. All such activities are transcendental. None of the gross or subtle senses should otherwise be engaged. Such realization of transcendental activities is made possible by many, many years of apprenticeship in the devotional service. But simply attraction of love for the personality of Godhead, as it was developed in Narad Muni by hearing, is highly effective. Om Agyanti Midandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshuru Unena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Mena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadbhutam Parichana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakamvitam Sha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namustate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vishavanu Sute Devi Pranami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Trivasha Kripa Sindhu Vivacha Patita Nam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So welcome to everyone for the Srimad Bhagavatam class. in sloka and the purport, when one reads, there is given the understanding that we are covered with ignorance. Especially in this material world when we are living, we are covered with ignorance. And what happens sometimes, like for an example, so you have a mirror. And if the mirror is covered with a lot of dust, then one cannot see his image properly. So once that dust is removed, once clean the dust, then you can see your image properly. In the same way, in this material world, we are covered by ignorance. And when we take to the process of bhakti, this ignorance is removed. And the scriptures give us the understanding that it is only by the process of bhakti can this ignorance which is covering us can be removed. Now what happens in this material world, sometimes people themselves want to be kept in ignorance. I remember once, I was many years back, I was preaching to a young person. So when I was talking to him, so while talking, he came to the topic of movies. He says, "Prabhuji, I like to see movies, Hollywood, Bollywood," and you know, he was describing so many movies, the latest movie and the big classics and whatever, you know, some Western movies and cowboy movies. You know, he was giving like a thesis talk to me, you know. So as a preacher, sometimes you have to just hear the opposite side. So I was patience hearing. So in the end, I told him, "You get a lot of happiness in watching movies?" He said, "Yes, yes, Prabhuji, I get a lot of happiness." So I told him, "What is movie actually? It's like some people artificially acting and someone is shooting it." So I told him, "Hey, next time when you see a movie, just imagine that whatever you're seeing on the screen, someone is shooting with a camera and you're sitting behind." I just told him like this casually. So after 2-3 months, he again met me. I told, "Prabhuji, nowadays when I see movies, mujhe anand hi nahi aata, mujhe maza hi nahi aata." I said, "What happened?" He said, "Whenever I see a movie, I just think of myself that these people are artificially acting and someone is shooting with a camera and I'm sitting behind them and watching it. Maza hi nahi aata, sab artificial lagta." So I told him, you know, let's see the reality. You know, in this world, we sometimes ourselves choose to be in ignorance. And if we choose ourselves to be in ignorance, how are we going to feel that bliss of the spirit soul? Like for example, say in a dark night, if you're walking on a road and there's a rope, sometimes we mistakenly think that's a snake. But when there is light projected on it, then we understand, hey, it's a rope. And then there's no fear in us. In the same way, in this material world, when we see everything with the light of Guru, Sadhu and Sastras, then we understand everything as they are, not from the illusory point of view. And like for example, in this world, like I mentioned, people want to be in illusion. People want to, you know, be in illusion. Like for example, in this world, you see everyone, like they are just, the force of philosophy, eat, drink and be merry. This is an illusory thing. People, and how can one be happy in such an illusory state? And people outside are believing that, okay, eat, drink and be merry. And they believe that we are not this material. They feel that we are this body, we are not spirit soul. All these are all in ignorance. These are all in coverings. We are thinking all these things as to be truth. But how can one be happy if we think these truths as reality? In this, there's a saying in this material world that if you tell a lie 20 times in different places, people will start believing that as a reality. So that is what's happening today in the outside world. You see, people are saying, eat, drink, be merry. Have you seen anyone merry after eating and drinking? They are out of their senses, you know. People feel, you know, we are this material body, we are not spirit soul. These are all illusory things, and outside everyone is talking about these things and people believe that. Like there's a story, once in a village, one person, he wanted to buy a cow. So he went to a village fair to buy a cow. So he saw a small cow, like, you know, there was a fair and there were many animals being sold. So he wanted to buy a small cow. So he saw a small cow and whatever Lakshmi money he paid, and he took the cow. When he was taking the cow, there were a group of mischievous people. They wanted to take this cow. But cow, they want to take it pocket mein, you know. In fact, Bombay ka saying, pocket mein chahiye. But they wanted to take it free of cost, without pain. So all these friends, they devised a plan. So as for the plan, they planned. So as for the plan, 2-3 people would stand on the way of this person. He was taking this cow. And 2-3 people stood on one place, and they planned that after a few minutes, a group of 2-3 other people will stand in the place on the way. So when this person who had bought this villager, who had bought this cow, he was walking. So 2-3 of these people were already planned on the, as per plan, they were on the standing on the roadside. So as this person was taking this cow, these 2-3 people told this person, "Arey, such a nice donkey you have bought." So this man, he was saying, "What do you mean donkey? Can't you see this is a cow?" So he started continuing further. As he started walking for 5 minutes, the same group of people, but other 2-3 people, they were on the road. As this person was walking with the cow, these 2-3 other people said, "Arey, sir, such a nice donkey you've got. From where did you get?" This person said, "What do you mean donkey? Can't you see this is a cow?" And then he got a little angry and started still continuing. As he started continuing, after 5 minutes, a group of same, another of their friends, 2-3 on the road, they said, they also saw this person coming with the cow. They told this person, "Arey, sir, such a nice donkey you got. You must have got it from that fair, na? What do you mean donkey?" And started continuing. Again, after 5 minutes, 2-3 other people, they said, "What a nice donkey you've got." So, as he crossed, this person started thinking, "Did I buy a donkey by mistake?" He thought, you know, maybe when I was paying the money, while taking the cow, I may have mistakenly taken a donkey. He let that animal loose. So, the thing is, in this material world, outside, you know, people are just telling, eat, drink, be merry, enjoy through your senses. This life is just few, you know, just enjoy, we are this body. This whole propaganda outside, people are just bombarding everywhere. So people start believing this untrue thing as true. Just imagine what ignorance we are living. But again, when we see things as per Guru, Sadhu and Sastra, then we understand everything in its proper perspective. And then, how is this ignorance can be removed? Like I mentioned, it is only through the process of bhakti, when we practice the different angas of bhakti, can this ignorance be removed. Bhakti is the only answer. There's a true story in Fiji, when ISKCON devotees wanted to open a center in Fiji. So when they went first, obviously they didn't have much Lakshmi. So they took a place on rent. And this took place on rent. They would have their morning worship, aartis, kirtans, preaching programs. But the neighbor was a lawyer. And he didn't like all this kirtan going on all the time. So he told the devotees, "Y'all please don't do your kirtan. You'll make a lot of noise." So the devotees explained this lawyer nicely that, "Sir, this is our religion. This is our spiritual practice. We do it." So, "No, you stop it. But the devotees, they continued. And so this lawyer again told the devotees 2-3 times, "You stop. "But how can we devotees stop? We have to continue with our preaching." So this lawyer got very angry and he filed a court case in the court that these Hare Krishna people have come and they are a nuisance to this neighborhood. They should be removed from this place. So the devotees were fighting this case in the court. And Tamal Krishnaraj was the sannyasi, who was Srila Prabhupada's senior sannyasi disciple. He was in charge of the preaching in that area. So one day Tamal Krishnaraj was coming to that town. So the devotees organized a lecture of Tamal Krishnaraj in a big hall and they advertised for it. So one of this lawyer's friend, he wanted to go for this lecture. So he told this lawyer friend, "I'm going for this lecture. You also come, na? Arey, why should I go with them? They are my enemy." This lawyer's friend said, "Arey, come. What will you lose? There's nothing to lose. Come. Thoda time ka lecture hai. Baith ke aa jayenge." So just to please his friend, this lawyer came along with his friend, took Tamal Krishna Maharaj's lecture. So both of them sat for the lecture. Maharaj gave the lecture. Then after the lecture, the devotee said, "This guy has come. This person has filed a court case against us and he has come, you know." So the devotee is a little startled. So the devotee told Tamal Krishna Maharaj, "This is the person who has filed a court case against us." Tamal Krishna Maharaj was understanding the background. So then Tamal Krishna Maharaj spoke to this gentleman, this lawyer gentleman, and explained to him that this is the philosophy. Tamal Krishna Maharaj very lovingly, very gently, humbly spoke to him and explained the thing. Then Tamal Krishna Maharaj, in a nice way, challenged this lawyer and told him, "I'm challenging you that for 3 months
you chant this Mahamantra, and you every day, for 3 months, every day you chant this Mahamantra, and read Srila Prabhupada's books every day, for 3 months. After 3 months, you come and meet me. Somehow, by Krishna's grace, this gentleman, Loy Gent, was a little open-minded. He took up the challenge. He said, okay, I will take up this challenge. And he started chanting the Mahamantra every day and reading Prabhupada's books every day. Sometimes we devotees also lack in reading Prabhupada's books every day. But this gentleman has a challenge. Every day, regularly, he would read Prabhupada's books. What to speak of 3 months? In 1 month itself, he had that change of heart. After 1 month itself, he came to the devotees and he apologized to the devotees. He said, I'm very sorry, I apologize. Now I genuinely want to become a devotee. And he withdrew his court case and he wrote an apology in the newspaper that a few months back I had filed this court case. I said, the Hare Krishna people are not wrong, they're right, I was wrong. And he put an apology in the newspaper. And then later he got initiated and he got the name Nityananda Das. And later, he became the temple president of the Dallas temple also. So this is a true case. Bhakti works. The process of bhakti works. What a layers of ignorance, conditioning we have. Process of bhakti is so, so powerful. No layers of conditioning can ever survive in front of the process of bhakti. Then, like I was mentioning, the process of bhakti works. It removes our ignorance. It removes our conditioning. It removes our material desires. In the same context, during Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's time, this was before the independence, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was like a lion preacher, you know, Sima Guru, very powerful. And he was preaching so strongly, and the youths were taking up to Krishna consciousness, and you know, so the British government started getting little jittery, you know, they started having little fear that seeing the fiery preaching of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. So they were fearing that, you know, maybe this could affect the British government, and you know. So they thought, okay, let us put 2 spies among the devotees in Bhaktisiddhanta ashram. And these spies will understand what is the plan and strategy of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. And the spies will tell us and will accordingly do the needful and, you know, downgrade Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur or cut his preaching, you know. This was the plan of the British government. So they sent 2 of the best spies, you know. And you know, in ISKCON temples, if someone starts coming for the Sunday programs or the programs regularly and makes devotees, friends with devotees, and they ask, Prabhuji, can I stay in the temple for program? Slowly they allow. So, you know, the British government is very smart on this activity, but they don't know what is Krishna's plan. So these 2 British spies, they started coming to temple, mixing the devotees, attending the lectures, mixing the devotees, associating the devotees. And after some time they told the devotees, can we stay in the temple? They would say, ah, most welcome. So imagine if you stay in the temple, what do you do? What time do you have to get? Get up. You have to get up, you know, 3:34. You have to be ready for the Mangal Arati. You have to attend Mangal Arati. So this British spies, they were attending Mangal Arati. After Mangal Arati, they were doing the Japa 16 rounds. They were hearing for the Srimad Bhagavatam class. They were associating with the devotees, doing service. You know, people may have the material plan, you know, but Krishna's devotional service is very, very powerful. They started doing every day. And the spies were keeping their eyes open. Kya chal raha hai? Kya plan hai? You know, what is all the strategy? But you know, after some time, these 2 British spies, they also had change of heart. They came to Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and they surrendered to him. And they told Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, we are very sorry. They told the whole story that we are actually British spies. We had come for this purpose. Now after staying in the ashram for some time, now we genuinely want to become a devotee and we are surrendering to you. Again, the process of bhakti is very, very powerful. And in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in 1.1.2, it is mentioned, the translation is as follows. Bhakti or devotional service means engaging all our senses in the service of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master of all the senses. When the spirit souls render service unto the Supreme, there are 2 side effects. One is freed from all material designations, and simply by being employed in the service of the Lord, one's senses are purified. So whatever intention one comes to for bhakti, whatever he takes, these are the side effects. Not side effects, these are the direct effects. You have a change, your senses are purified, you have a change of heart. And there's another case where, you know, it's proof that bhakti works. I know for college student, he was staying in a hostel. And you know what happens when hostelites, I don't know if some of you are hostelites, I've been a hostelite, so I know, I could relate to the story. You know, hostel mein, after staying for some time, kya hota hai? Thoda पॉकेट का कर्की हो जाता है. यू नो समटाइम्स द स्टूडेंट्स वो लोग बोलते हैं भाई पैसा नहीं है, तेरे पास पैसा है थोड़ा लोन देना, हाँ 50 रुपया देना, 100 रुपया दे, गिव मी सम लोन. यू नो दिस हॉस्टल लाइट इज अ कॉमन थिंग अमाउंट देम. सो वंस वन हॉस्टल लाइट ही वॉज हैविंग लिटिल कर्की एट वन टाइम. सो एंड सो वॉट हैपन्ड इज हिज मेस बिल वॉज पेंडिंग एंड द मेस बिल आफ्टर पर्टिकुलर टाइम इफ यू डोंट पे इट वॉज पुट ऑन द मेस बोर्ड दैट सो मेनी पीपल्स मेस बिल्स इज पेंडिंग एंड सो मच अमाउंट. So this person, hostelite, he was having little financial, you know, shortage. So he thought, let me cheat the mess person, you know. So he with some of his friends went to the mess person and told, hey, why did you put my name as on the pending list? Last week I paid you, no? And his friends, they were all planned. And the friends said, yes, yes, he had paid. We were there. He paid you money. And this mess person, mess in charge, was a little soft guy, you know. He didn't want to clash. He knew that this guy was panga wala ladka, this guy is, you know. He said, okay, theek hai, I will remove your name from the list that has paid, you know. But the messenger, he knew that these guys are trying to cheat me, but he didn't want to clash with these guys, you know. So he cut the person's name from that pending list. Somehow this person who cheated, after some time he came in touch with devotees. He started coming to temple, started chanting, and started to take to this devotional process. And just few months had happened, once you take to this process, your heart purifies. His heart started purifying. Then this person started feeling very guilty. I had cheated that mess person, you know. So what he did is, he went to that mess person in charge. And he really, with folded hands, he told him that, please forgive me. Actually, I had cheated you. And he gave him the money. And he said, please take this money. Please don't tell me anything. And he said, this money. And he calculated the interest also for so many months as on today. He said, please, the basic principle was this. And the interest also. I'm giving you the interest. The mess person was saying, no, you just give me the principle now. Don't give me the interest. But this devotee, this student, he was insisting, no, you have to take with the interest. And he gave it. And in material world, if someone cheats the first time, a person, he will wait for an opportunity to cheat again. And to cheat in a bigger way. This is the material rule. But this person, because he took to the process of bhakti, he had the change of heart. Now he wanted to rectify that. Now this again, proof that the process of bhakti works. It removes our ignorance. It removes our material conditioning. Okay. Then another thing, like there's a story that while in the process of bhakti, there was once a villager. In the village, there was once a poor villager. He very poor, he was living in poverty and he had never seen gold at all. So someone told him, "Arey, you go to the king. In his treasury, there's so much gold." This poor man, he thought, "Acha." So the king of that kingdom was a very nice, pious person, and he had an open door policy. Once a week, on a particular day, any peasant, anyone could come to his kingdom in his royal palace and ask him anything. So on that open day, this open day policy, this poor farmer, he went to the king and told the king, "I would like to see gold in your treasury." King said, "Okay." The king called his minister and told, "Please take this poor farmer on the first floor of treasury, the treasury on the first floor. Open our treasury and show him the gold." Minister said, "Okay." The minister took this poor farmer on the staircase and went to the first floor, opened the treasury and showed the gold. When this farmer saw so much gold, his eyes were just opened in amazement. Wow, so much gold. This farmer realized that while I was walking on the first floor to come to this treasury, that whole first floor, the steps and the railing, they were also made of this yellow metal. That was also gold. So the point is, when we, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, when we go back to the spiritual world, when we go there, we'll also understand that when we're in this material world, when we're serving the Lord, when we're doing devotional service, that was also gold. So we have to understand that gold, that hankering which we are looking in Golok Vrindavan, that is achievable, that is not achievable, that is there in this material world also in the form of devotional service. That devotional service is the spiritual gold. Say when you go to spiritual world, what will you be doing? Enjoying? No. We'll be serving Krishna. So in this material world also, if you are serving Krishna, we have achieved Golok Vrindavan. And another thing is that in the process of when we are on the path of bhakti, on the path of devotional service, basically the essence of spiritual life is to use our free will correctly. Even in the process of bhakti, when we are exuding the process of bhakti, the essence is to use our free will correctly. This concept, it can either take us towards hell or towards Krishna. Just this concept of how we use our free will. So, but when we associate with devotees, when we do our sadhana nicely, then there are chances that we'll use our free will in the right direction to serve Krishna, to serve his devotees. Then, in bhakti, intent is more important than content. I repeat, in bhakti, intent is more important than content. Like for example, you know when Krishna Bhagwan, he was going as the peacemaker to Hastinapur, then Duryodhan, he had made Chappan Bhog and invited Krishna. But Krishna did not go to his place. Here the content was fantastic, but intent was zero, laddu. Then Krishna, he went to whose place? Vidhu's house. And when he went to Vidhu's house, when Vidhu's wife saw Krishna, she was so nervous. She did not know what to offer Krishna. There was one banana. She opened the banana and she wanted to give Krishna the banana. But in her nervousness, she gave Krishna what? The banana peels. And she kept aside the banana. And Krishna was eating the banana peel. Here again, content was what? Something which is not so comfortable. But the intent was fantastic. So Krishna what? Krishna saw the intent. And accordingly, you know, we, at least me, if someone gave me a banana peel, I will tell him, Prabhuji, aap thoda mistake ke mujhe banana peel de rahe ho, banana dijiye mujhe. I will not be able to eat the banana peel even after doing so many years of bhakti. Yeah? But Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead, imagine he is eating banana peel. Why? Because of the intent, because of the consciousness of Draupadi's, of Vidhu's wife. So like we were mentioning, when we talk of intent, intent is basically consciousness. We have to work on our consciousness. Spiritual life is all about consciousness. Like for example, say if you have a parrot, you train that parrot to say Hare Krishna. The parrot will say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You may train him. But if the same parrot is caught by a billi, by a cat, parrot ke mouth se kya hai? Ka, ka, ka. You know, something the parrot will shout like that when it's caught by the billi, you know. So in the same way, we have to be devotees, not like this parrot. We have to be devotees from inner substance. Consciousness. Prabhupada also, what his named organization? ISKCON. International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Again, the importance of consciousness. And there's one story, another thing. Once in Srila Prabhupada, when he had come to a particular center in USA. So in the center in USA, Prabhupada was there for a few days. So many devotees from all over the area had come to take Prabhupada's darshan, to hear his lecture, to serve him. So once Prabhupada was sitting in a room, and all these senior devotees were there. There were devotees were from every department. There were devotees from book distribution, there were devotees from Bhaktivedanta Institute, devotees from DT department, devotees from Gurukul, devotees from Goshala. Every department devotees were there. Devotees from DT, they were saying, DT department. So one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, the Srila Prabhupada, which service you like most? Which service you like most, Prabhupada? So all devotees are wondering now, what will Prabhupada answer? So Prabhupada answered, the service which I like most is the service that one loves Krishna. What did Prabhupada say? Prabhupada said, the service I like most is the service that one loves Krishna. So bhakti is all about loving Krishna. Loving with a heart, mind and soul. Giving up everything in service in loving Krishna. Then, also we have to understand one thing. That when we are on the path of bhakti, obviously there are a lot of bad habits which we have. So we have to endeavor to remove those bad habits. We have to endeavor to work on these challenges and the bad habits we have and try to improve on it. Like for example, say if a father has a 1 year or a 2 year old son and the son is sitting on his father's lap, if that son passes urine and stool, the father will not mind it. But if the same child becomes 7 years old, and the same child who is now 7 years old and he sits on his father's lap, and he passes urine and stool, it's not expected. The father will not expect the 7-year-old child to pass urine stool again. So in the same way, sometimes when you come in bhakti, initial stage, take it. Sometimes, you know, there are some challenges or some, like, you know, the way we talk. There are many areas we know which we can improve on ourselves. But as we continue in bhakti, as years go, we have to work on those challenges. We have to work on those weaknesses. We have to work on those drawbacks. We can't be always telling, that wo mera fault hai na. Wo mera drawback hai na. I can't control my senses. Main aise hi baat karta prabhu ji. Mera aise mera habit hai. Main aise hi baat karta hu. Are Babu, improve the way you talk. Improve the way your behavior. You can't. You know, I'm 7 years old. I'm like, you can't expect to be behaving like that 1 or 2 year old. So the point is, we can't use these reasons that mera habit hai, mera nature hai, to justify our wrong behavior. We have to work on it. There's a saying that one of the biggest room is a room for improvement. There's so many areas we have to improve on. There's so many. Like for example, this, if you analyze, so many areas where we can work on ourselves, improve on. Like for many years, Seema, for the last 20 years, I've been making notes. I make notes. And I have different topics like humility, determination, death, ego, tolerance. I make notes and say like a Xerox page. On one page, there may be around 15 to 20 points. So one day I was analyzing on which topic do I have maximum notes. So I realized the topic was myself. Improvement for myself, for inspiration for myself. And I was counting how many pages. There were 27 pages on it. So the point is, there's so much scope for improvement on ourselves. So we have to improve on ourselves. And then, when we're in the process of bhakti, we have to value that we have got this process of bhakti. We have to value it. Just a little brain twister I will give you all. For a little lighter moment. Means we have to we have to value opportunity for bhakti. So value has a value only if its value is valued. Okay. I repeat, value has a value only if its value is valued. So we should value that we are giving this opportunity for bhakti. Then this sloka and the purport also gives us the understanding. That about the, if you read the sloka and the purport, the understanding is there about the process of hearing, the importance of the process of hearing. It's so, so important. Especially in this case, Naradji is saying that, you know, a lot of change came in himself when he heard from the devotees about the Lord. So when you're talking about the process of hearing, Bhishmaka, who was a king, and his daughter was Rukmini Devi. So in Bhishkama, in this palace, Narad Muni would come very, very often. And he would always talk about Krishna in the palace. And Rukmini would be there. And Rukmini would be hearing a lot of times about Krishna from Naradji. And just by hearing from Naradji, Rukmini had not seen Krishna. But just by hearing from Naradji, Rukmini decided to surrender her full life to Lord Krishna. Again, the process of hearing, very, very important. Then there's another example of the Yajna Brahmana wives. The Yajna Brahmana wives, they had not seen Krishna at all. But when they would go to the market and they would buy vegetables, then from the Brijvasis, they would hear about Lord Krishna, about Lord Krishna's pastimes. Then these Yajna Patnis, just by hearing about Lord Krishna, they decided to surrender their full lives to Krishna. And they became pure devotees. So again, the process of hearing is very, very powerful and very, very important. Then, in the purport, there's this mention that we should use this gross body and a subtle body in the Lord's service. How can we use this gross body in the Lord's service? You know, by doing deity worship, by offering our obeisances, by cleaning the temple of the Lord. By doing these things, we engage a gross body in the service of the Lord. And how can we engage a subtle body in the service of the Lord? by hearing about the Lord, by thinking about the Lord, by remembering about the Lord, by taking His holy name. By this we engage a subtle body in the service of the Lord. Basically, we should use our everything. We should use our given abilities also in the service of the Lord. Regarding this, you know, like I mentioned, we should use all our abilities, everything what the Lord has given, we should do in the service of the Lord. Regarding this, the story, this is Prithu Prabhu and Chakravarti Prabhu. Both were Srila Prabhupada's disciples. So once Srila Prabhupada told them that in Belgrade, that was a city in Yugoslavia, there's a book fair. So Prabhupada told them that you please go and put a book stall there in this book fair. So the devotees, they said, okay, fine. So Prithu Prabhu and Chakravarti Prabhu, they loaded their vehicle with 1,500 Upanishads, 1,500 books of Upanishads, Ishopanishads. And they loaded the vehicle and they went to the border. So when they came to the border of this country, this was a communist country, Yugoslavia. So the customs and the police stopped them and they checked the vehicle. They saw, God, this 1,500 Ishopanishads, that's all spiritual books. They opened, so these all spiritual books. They said, you can't take all these books inside. We are a communist country. So the devotee said, but we have an invitation from the Belgrade book fair. And we have come on the basis of that invitation. So the custom officer said, okay, wait. They went, made some phone calls. Then these custom officers came back and told the devotees, Prithu Prabhu and Chakravarti Prabhu, yes, you can go to the book fair, but you can take only 5 copies. Only 5 books. Five books. So Prithu Prabhu and Chakravarti Prabhu said, we'll do one thing. We'll go back. We'll try entering this country through another border. So they went to another crossing. And before they came to another second crossing of the border, they were feeling a little hungry. So these two devotees, they said, okay, let's cook for something. Let's have prasadam. Then we'll try to enter this country. So Prithu Prabhu and Chakravarti Prabhu, they made some chapati, samji. Yeah. And as they were about to eat, there was one dog, a straight local dog there sitting. So Prithu Prabhu gave one chapati to the dog. And the dog very happily ate the chapati. Prithu Prabhu gave another chapati again to the dog. Devotees are very benevolent, very merciful, you know. Before himself honoring, he gave the chapati, second chapati to the dog. The dog ate it very nicely. Again, a third chapati. And then the dog ate. Then Prithu Prabhu and Chakravarti Prabhu also honored the prasadam. So as Prithu Prabhu was finishing his prasadam, Prithu Prabhu said, Chakravarti, I have an idea. Come. So Prithu Prabhu told himself, come, let's go in the vehicle. And Prithu Prabhu took that dog also with him in the vehicle. And they came to this second border crossing. And the custom officer, the main charge, said, no, you can't go with the dog inside our country. You can't. You have to leave the dog here. But Prithu was saying, no, I love this dog so much. This dog is my life. But custom officer said, no, sir, you can't take the dog inside. It's not allowed. So Prithu Prabhu said, no, but this dog, I can't live without this dog. The custom officer says, no, sir, you can't take this dog inside. Prithu saying, no, I can't live with this without this dog. This dog is like my wife. The custom officer, you know, is saying, sir, you can't take this dog. So Prithu said, okay, Prithu said to the custom officer, if I let this dog go, you let me come in your country. Yes, yes, yes. Then Prithu let the dog go. The custom officer said, yeah, please come, come in. And without checking the vehicle, they allowed Prithu Prabhu with the vehicle to go into Yugoslavia. And that was the beginning of the Hare Krishna movement in Yugoslavia. So somehow the devotees, whatever intelligence, abilities we have, we should use everything in the service of the Lord and His devotees. So Hare Krishna, so we will end here. Does anyone have any comments or any questions? Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.